There is no reliable estimate of the overall backlog of delayed payments to non-VA medical providers, partially because VA's reimbursement process has historically been decentralized into geographic regions and local medical centers. But in testimony to the House Veterans Affairs Committee, several private providers testified that VA has past due accounts with their companies dating back months or years, and in some cases running into the tens of millions of dollars. That's a problem for many providers, many of whom are small businesses without access to large cash reserves, but also for VA's compliance with the Federal Prompt Payments Act, which generally requires federal agencies to pay suppliers within 30 days. But Dr. Gene Migliaccio, VA's Deputy Chief Business Officer for Purchased Care, says the department is aware of the problem and is addressing it.
We own the problem of aged claims. Second, we are fixing the problem. And third, we will lean forward with continuous improvement and accountability.
VA's ability to reliably pay its vendors will become even more important as it relies more and more on non-VA providers to provide health care to veterans. In 2013, it was already spending $4.8 billion a year on purchased care, or about 11% of its overall health care dollars. But to address the recent patient wait time scandal, Congress authorized another $10 billion in spending on private health care between now and 2017. That same law ordered VA to centralize its management of provider reimbursement within its central office. 2,000 VA employees have now been moved from its regional offices to the new management structure. Migliaccio says the department has used the law to improve and standardize the department's business processes. It also created a new claims processing center in Denver to pick up the slack from areas of the country where claims volume is too high to meet timeliness standards, and has begun hiring new employees to staff it.
Currently, 145 full-time employees and contractors are on board at Support Claims Processing Division. Over 40 more employees are expected to onboard this month. VA also plans to hire up to an additional 220 full-time employees.
Migliaccio says the department has already begun to see positive results. He says VA was able to process 21% more reimbursement claims in the first 6 months of this year compared to the same period in 2014. But several of VA's providers told a different story on Thursday. They said despite years of trying to help VA improve the reimbursement process, if anything, things have gotten worse, not better, recently. Osbel Montes is the vice president of Acadian Ambulance Service, a Louisiana-based medical transport company. He says he and several other ambulance companies are collectively owed a $30 billion bill in reimbursement claims that have been waiting for at least 90 days.
The failure to pay providers in a timely and accurate manner puts providers in the difficult position of having to bill veterans for emergency treatment, placing an unfair financial burden on the veterans due to the lack of response, invalid denial, or payment by the VA. Our previous efforts at addressing this issue have included numerous inquiries sent from our congressmen and senators in many states, and the responses from the VA have remained wholly inaccurate and inadequate. My colleagues and I are not ignorant to the magnitude that this issue presents for the VA. However, after numerous offers of assistance and requests for relief, we have seen very little change.
Montes and other companies say private firms are increasingly reluctant to work with VA because they worry that their claims might not just be delayed, but never paid at all. As part of the effort to develop a better payment process, Montes says his company asked the regional office in Mississippi to send a listing of all of their past due accounts with his firm so they could reconcile their records. After comparing them side by side, they realized 768 claims were completely missing from VA systems, even though the claims had been sent by certified mail and signed for by VA representatives. Joseph Enderle is VA's director for purchased care operations.
We do recognize that we have some internal process issues. Claims come in paper, and most of the time, especially with inpatient claims, unauthorized claims, and mill bill claims, we must have the clinical documentation to adjudicate those. When the clinical documentation comes in, we scan those claims into our fee-basis claim system. Those claims are subsequently, again, scanned in our VISTA imaging system. We acknowledge that we've had difficulty in pockets of the country where the processes aren't functioning seamlessly and timely.
Representatives from other healthcare organizations gave similar accounts, though. Vince Leist, the president and CEO of the North Arkansas Regional Medical Center, said his hospital has decided not to participate in the new Veterans Choice program because it was worried about incurring more bad debt from VA. His small hospital is owed $750,000 in past due VA claims, and across Arkansas, more than 4,400 overdue claims are owed to 60 other hospitals, with a total dollar value of $24 million, some of them dating back 4 years.
Medical records have been lost or unaccounted for, leading to questions about the privacy of our veterans' records. In addition, many veterans worry about their claims that are left unpaid completely, and they are left in a difficult position of trying to get their claims paid while they're battling illness. This is an untenable position for both the hospital and for the veterans.
Sam Cook is the president of the National Mobility Dealers Association, a group which represents firms that supply vehicles and add-ons for people with disabilities, many of whom are disabled veterans. His group has also tried to work with VA to fix the backlog. He says officials at the central office have helped by letting them consolidate their old claims and resubmit them for repayment. But as of now, his members still have $34 million in past due invoices with VA. The average age of those claims is 5 months, and some are 3 years overdue.
While $34 million may not seem like a lot in terms of federal budgeting, it's a huge amount to small business owners who have to bankroll the VA's inability to manage the payment process. We admit that not all VA facilities are guilty of slow payment. The dealers and dealers appreciate those who pay promptly. But our experience is the majority falls for a culture of inconsistent, unenforced, or ignored policy. We respectfully ask Congress to demand the VA ensure that quality goods and services be delivered to our veterans and those businesses delivering those be paid in a timely manner.
VA says its recent improvements have led to reimbursements being issued within 22 days, but there are several important caveats. That figure only includes claims that have gotten prior VA approval and no disputes about whether they're valid. For more complicated cases, VA requires clinical documentation from a private medical facility so it can verify that the care a veteran received is covered by their benefits. And there's currently a backlog of between 90 and 120 days before that clinical evidence can even be scanned into VA's electronic systems to start the claims process. Several members of Congress suggest that VA get out of the medical claims process entirely and turn it over to third-party payers who do that sort of thing as part of their core business. TRICARE, the Pentagon's health system, for example, relies on three regional contractors to handle its entire private provider system, including billing and reimbursement. Congressman Mike Kaufman is a Republican from Colorado.
You know, this is one solution here, and that is to outsource it by the people that professionally do this. I'm a retired military person. I'm in TRICARE, and TRICARE uses third-party payers that efficiently, reimburse providers. And so it's not being done by the VA, and I can't imagine that it will be done. But we'll make changes on the margins, I hope. And I guess that's considered progress here in Washington, D.C.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.